Welcome back to the third and final segment of Meet the Community here this morning on AM 1340 KXEO. Here with Amanda Cruz, the Executive 911 Director for Audrain County Joint Communications. Mr. Josh Lloyd, the Director of the Audrain Ambulance District. Kind of wanted to find out how your departments work together and collaborate together. I'm sure you have a lot of interaction. Amanda, we'll start off with you on that one.
Yeah, I mean, we're always on the radio talking to Josh's people. So as for like collaborating, I think that we just...
Do you have a lot of interaction with the personnel from Audrain Ambulance District, or is it mainly just the communication over the radio?
Yeah, it's mainly just the communication over the radio. And sometimes they'll call in and talk to us, but... He's got a couple staff members that are my crew just loves, because they always seem very energetic, and they like to, you know, when they're saying they're transporting, they like to make a theatric of it. You know, it's nice that, and they really like working with all the ambulance personnel. So
most certainly. What about, how important is it to work with the Audrain County, you know, Joint Communications? Talk a little bit about the how important that is for your department.
Well, I mean, it's highly important, because if dispatch or 911 dispatch goes down, we don't receive calls, and the last thing we want is someone who needs services to not be able to get them, or us to not be able to be dispatched. So Amanda and I do keep communications of, if we are anticipating something that could be troublesome, we do, whether it's through email or phone calls back and forth. Sometimes I get at them, but we say, hey, just let me know, and then we have a backup plan in place. So yeah, our services are 100% dispatched by 911, so very important for us.
Just coming off the 4th of July a little while ago, is that a busy time for Joint Communications and the Ambulance District? Is that generally one of your busier times of the year?
I would say that calls tend to creep up a little bit, but it seems like anymore it's busy all the time, especially medical calls. They have been on a rise. I would, you know, guess that it has something to do with the hospital and nobody being able to just go locally. But yeah, I think that summer months are always pretty busy.
Same way for the ambulance district, increased calls during the summertime, 4th of July, or?
Yeah, it's preparation is, as humans, we're always behind in the sense that, you know, specifically like summer months, dehydration, you can hydrate for 3 days, but you're never on top of that type of thing. Not that anybody's doing anything wrong. It's just the nature of dehydration, or the heat, you just can't battle it. But seasonal type things happen. You get the heat, and then as we move into the colder months, you'll start seeing some respiratory problems that generally were not brought up with the season. So
I'm glad you brought up the heat, because we've been kind of suffering here in Mexico this week, as a heat advisory was in effect until Thursday night. What's some advice that you can give people out there to stay hydrated in this heat? And I'm sure elderly folks probably need a reminder too, don't overexert.
Yeah, so let's start with hydration. So it's, as I mentioned a minute ago, it's extremely hard to stay completely hydrated. So if you try to limit your exposure to the heat, and then that limits the sweating, but also double your intake of fluid, switch to the Gatorade, the Powerade. The coffee's wonderful. I love it just as much as the next person, but I try to only drink half of what I did when it's this humid heat type stuff. Doesn't always work, but yeah, carry that bottle of water in your car and sip on that through the majority of the day, or throw a Gatorade in.
And if you're out enjoying the Ice Cube concert, don't overindulge in the alcohol, right?
The alcohol does hinder, especially the following day, because you're still constantly moving through your body. I'm not going to, you know, adults are legal to drink and, you know, and to stay. I'm not going to tell you not to do any of that. Just be cautious with it, because it does hinder your health, especially the following day. For the elderly, let's make sure we touch on that. If we can keep them inside, it's hard, because folks want to go out, want to do their thing, And I would never advocate for anybody to not do that. Just, we got to keep an eye on them. And it's not just elderly. It's any given person. Maybe it's 45 years old and have health problems that don't, that the heat hinders or works against them. So, just use caution and understand that 100 degree days are rough for everyone. So.
Absolutely. Some advice that you could give people if they, heaven forbid, should have to call 911 or joint communications, what kind of things do they need to have available? What kind of questions will the dispatchers be asking them?
We will obviously ask your location or the address that you're at. It's important that you try to stay calm and realize that the questions that the dispatchers are asking are not going to, lead to any delays in us sending responders. There's always another dispatcher that's in there sending the responders while we're asking the questions. And the questions really help ambulance personnel or law enforcement to know if there's any scene safety issues or if there's any, anything that, warrants the ambulance to run lights and sirens. And it's an overall safety thing for why we ask all the questions that we do. And a lot of people do think we ask too many questions, but we are trained to ask those questions, and it does help everybody involved.
Very nice. We'll end with our wild card question, as we do every week. We'll start off with you, Amanda. If funding was not an issue for your department and there was one thing that you have on your wish list, what would that be for Audrain County Joint Communications?
Oh.
Just one thing.
Just one thing.
Yes. New computers, new telephone system. What do you think?
We've got some pretty good equipment. I would say that we would probably redo the interior of dispatch. We would get rid of the carpet and stuff that's in there, and get them really state of the art desks, because they have heating and air conditioning in them. They Ooh, make those.
I like so, that.
Yeah, I think that they would love that. So.
All right. Very nice. Josh, we'll throw the same question to you. You've had a second to think about it.
I sure am glad you started with Amanda.
Right.
So funding was not an issue. I would immediately look at fortifying services closer to the western side of the county, seeing what we could do to make that. Or to get them back into the district. I know it was tried several years ago. It's a constant thought of mine. It's a constant thought of Boone County, Centralia Medic 131. And sometimes we look at that and we're like, what can we do? And if funding was not an issue, that's exactly what I would do.
All right. Very nice. Well, I appreciate both of you taking some time out with me today and getting everybody informed about your various departments.
Thank you so much, Matt.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Our guest today, Amanda Cruz, Executive 911 Director for Audrain County Joint Communications. Also, Mr. Josh Lloyd. He's the Director of the Audrain Ambulance District. We'll be back with another Meet the Community next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. right here on AM 1340 KXEO.